This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. The Treasury Department is considering another big plan to boost the economy. This one would seek to drive mortgage rates for homebuyers as low as 4.5%. The Treasury is not talking about this plan publicly, and sources close to the matter tell NPR, quote, that nothing is imminent. But as NPR's Chris Arnold reports, the move is under consideration.
Sources say the super low interest rates would only be for home purchases, not refinancings. The idea is that the trouble in the housing market is at the heart of the financial crisis, and lower interest rates would prop up that market by making it cheaper to buy a home. So the government's considering moves that could create the lowest interest rates in more than 50 years.
This is a great plan. This would have a very significant effect on the housing market.
Chris Mayer is an economist and dean at Columbia Business School who's been calling for this kind of action. He's been arguing that the credit crisis is making mortgage rates artificially high right now compared to other interest rates. And he says there are things the government could do at little or no cost to the taxpayer. He says if Treasury is in fact considering that, this is a very big deal.
The government announcing a mortgage below 5% would, for many people, be a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to borrow money at that rate and buy a house, an opportunity that their parents never saw in their lives.
Mayer says home prices have already fallen sharply around the country, so they're getting more affordable. So he thinks the low rates would entice a lot of people who've been waiting to buy homes.
My estimates suggest that as many as 1.5 to 2.5 million home purchasers would come into the market.
If that happened, Mayer says it would cut by half the number of unsold homes. He says that would really help stabilize prices, and that in turn would be good for the struggling economy. But some other economists are skeptical that the impact would really be that dramatic. Mark Zandi heads up MoodysEconomy.com.
Because of the increase in unemployment, because of the low confidence, because the expectation prices are going to continue to decline for a while, people are going to be reticent to even take the government up on this very attractive offer.
Nariman Baravesh is chief economist of Global Insight.
The program would be far more effective if it also encompasses refinancing. That could make a huge difference.
Zandi agrees, and Chris Mayer has done some research on this too. He thinks 25 to 30 million Americans could save hundreds of dollars a month by refinancing at those low rates.
So if you're a household thinking about, you know, all right, I got my five-year-old car, when am I going to replace it? And suddenly your mortgage payments drop by $450 a month. Well, that's the payments on a new car. So the effect of that on improving consumer spending would be enormous.
There would still be problems. Mark Zandi doesn't think any of this will do much to help the foreclosure mess, and that's a big drag on housing and the economy. Also, if the government just offers the cheap interest rates to home buyers and not people looking to refinance, it'd be creating a two-tiered mortgage market. Some worry that that could have unintended consequences. For example, now that word of all this has leaked out, that actually could hurt the housing market in the short term because there's an incentive for home buyers to hold out for the chance of a lower rate.
That's right. Why should I buy a house today with a 5.5% mortgage rate if I can wait a month or two and buy it with a 4.5% mortgage rate?
David Kotak is chief investment officer at the money management firm Cumberland Advisors. He says that because of that, the government really can't take much longer to announce what it's planning to do. Chris Arnold, NPR News.